This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, you need to email your Ask Dr. Jesse questions in right now for tomorrow. All 3 hours will be your questions. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. And let's not forget, it's not all bad news out there. There's a railroad on the way.
We ourselves are having railway to go all the way across the southern two-thirds, from the Atlantic Ocean to the Indian Ocean in Africa.
Atlantic Ocean to the Indian Ocean in Africa. That's awesome. And I'm excited about it. I can't wait to take a ride on that one. Oh, Chris told me I have sad music now on the soundboard. You should know something. I have impulse control problems. And there's something about me, maybe you'll know what it is. Maybe I don't know what it is, but I think it's an obsessive problem about things. And this is what I mean. If I hear a song, a new song that I like, or an old song that I haven't heard in a long time that I really enjoy, I don't just download the song and listen to it once and say, man, that was a good song. I like it. I will listen to it over and over and over and over and over again until I never want to hear that song again. I know it's awful. I wish I wasn't this way. I do the same thing with food. If I find a new food place I'm hot on or food item I'm hot on, I will eat it over and over and over and over. No, what, Chris? No, not, it doesn't apply to pizza, Chris. It's other lesser foods, okay? Anyway, I abuse things. That I now have this on the soundboard, it's going to get abused this hour. I'm sorry from the bottom of my heart. I can't help it. No, don't stop it, Chris. Please, let it play. I'm being melancholy here and serious. In fact, you know what we'll do? This is what we'll do. It'll be for the emails. No, Chris, we'll get to the emails in a second. Trust me, it'll be good. Chris, you act like I'm going to abuse it and be annoying with it. I'm not going to. Wall Street windfall. BlackRock tapped to rebuild Ukraine's economy. No. Hold on, let me see. BlackRock. So remember, the three finance giants, Vanguard, State Street, and BlackRock, they are essentially the lords of the U.S. economy. They are the reason that you can't turn on the television or go buy cereal without getting a rainbow all over everything now. They're the reason even companies like ExxonMobil talk about going green as they remake this country into a cultural Marxist hellhole. And they're also completely intertwined with the government. The same government that seems to avoid ending the war in Ukraine at any cost while Ukrainian men are dying in droves, while Russian men are dying, while Ukrainians are losing their cities, their homes, children are being orphaned. America is doing everything in its power to make sure that this war continues without end, and it's destroying the nation of Ukraine. The devastation in that poor country, it's unbelievable. But, wow, would you look at that? They found somebody who's going to handle all that rebuilding, and they're going to get super rich off of it. And look, it's BlackRock. Man, who would have thought? I tell you, it's almost like they're all in this together. And it's almost like the people who are dying don't mean anything to these people as long as they get more power and money. Now, I don't want to play. I don't want to be a conspiracy theorist, but I'm just saying that's what it seems like. Hey, Chris, let's get to the emails. Oh, symmetrical one. Now that your book, The Anti-Communist Manifesto, available at jessekellybook.com. Oh, shoot. I got to stop this real quick. It should be noted. What, Michael? I got distracted by something. That'll be the last time this show.
My focus is just stay focused.
You can still get signed copies. You ordered so many signed copies that they decided to get another 1,000 signed copies. Those are actually going fast too, but there are some available. And if you ordered a signed copy, you should know after all the signed copies that have been ordered and all the ones that are prepped and ready to send, I just finished 2 minutes before the show started today. I just finished signing the last one. So there shouldn't be much of a delay. The books are signed. If you go to jessekellybook.com, about halfway down the page, you'll see where it is where you can buy a signed copy. So if you want a signed copy, that's where you get it. Anyway, back to the emails. Now that the Anti-Communist Manifesto is a non-New York Times bestseller, will you finally shell out the money for those night optics you so want? I have the hardcover so I can pass it around in the audio version for my own listening pleasure. Thanks for all you do for our country and our great state of Texas. You can say my name. It's Terry. Well, no, I don't have my NVGs yet. Don't roll your eyes, Chris. You're never going to buy $7,000 NVGs. They're $7,000. Okay, I want NVGs. I know in my heart of hearts I should have NVGs and a laser for my weapon that goes with them. I understand that I need to have both those things. I don't need anybody yelling at me anymore that I need to do it. They're $7,000. $6,000 or $7,000. I can't do that. I can't do that. I'm not built that way. I have kids. All right. I have kids. I have Waffle House that we're hopefully going to go to tonight. Oh, I forgot to mention this. We were supposed to go to Waffle House tonight. Me and the boys, we worked out together this morning and we worked hard and we decided that as a reward, we were going to treat ourselves to some Waffle House tonight. Quick side note, maybe you're scoffing at Waffle House. Did you know that Waffle House has their own mayo? It comes in these Waffle House mayo packets. What you may not know is that's Chipotle mayo. The Waffle House mayo is Chipotle mayo. Do yourself a favor. Get a Waffle House cheesesteak or Waffle House makes a mean cheeseburger. It's not a Jesse Kelly burger, but get a Waffle House cheeseburger. Ask them for the Waffle House mayo with it. Chipotle mayo all over it. Chris doesn't even like mayo, and Chris likes Waffle House mayo. This stuff is legit. Anyway, no, I can't afford the NVGs. It's not happening. I'm not buying them. Jess, man, I heard that you're traveling a lot lately. Your book and other stuff. Does that mean you're flying on the airlines? I thought your airline pilot friend tells you people are going to die via the woke pilots, and sometimes there's only one pilot instead of the required two. Thanks. You know what? Thanks a lot for bringing this up. Yes, we have many pilots who listen to the show, especially once the vax mandate stuff came down, and I was so against all that crap, the COVID stuff in the beginning. Our pilot listenership, it's commercial airline pilot listenership, really went up through the roof, and they emailed the show, and I love you guys. And they've been warning me over and over and over again, Jesse, you cannot imagine the new group of pilots. Jesse, these diversity hire pilots are going to kill somebody. Jesse, we need to not fly anymore. One guy told me he's an airline pilot. He's about to retire. He did his 30 or whatever it is. No, he's getting aged out. I forget. They age out at 60 or 65. One of those two. He's getting aged out, and he told me he's never flying again commercially, not with his family. That's how bad the new group of pilots is. But I don't have any choice. If we're doing a book tour and you want me to travel around the country and see everybody, which was a blast, I should mention. If you want me to do that, I have to fly. If I don't fly, then I'm going to what? I'm going to drive. I don't road trip. I don't road trip anymore. I'm 6'8". Road tripping's uncomfortable. Unless we can get some huge luxury tour bus like the rock stars have that has my name and face all over it. What, Chris? A Sprinter van? Dude, Sprinter vans are sick. But did you know those Sprinter vans, at least the ones they're over $100,000. They're crazy. I think the last one I looked at, it was, I may have this wrong, it was something like $180,000. That's a house. They're not cheap, brother. They're not cheap. We would have to rent one or something like that. But you know this rock star life we live, we'd end up trashing it. We'd have Waffle House mayo we'd spill on it and all kinds of other stuff. Oh, I have Disney news. Good Disney news that'll put a smile on your face. And Dr. Fauci news, it'll make you want to kill somebody. We'll do both those things here and more still to come. Now, let's talk about your dog. Speaking of Waffle House, as much as I do love it, scattered and splattered and covered and smothered and all the other stuff. I actually think the scattered and splattered thing is a Larry the Cable Guy line that's really funny. But anyway, I can't eat it every day. Why? Because I need nutrition. I need those disgusting vegetables the wife gives to me. I need vitamins and minerals because I'm a living, breathing thing made of flesh and steel, Chris. No, seriously, I'm flesh and blood. Your dog needs nutrition too. And when you give your dog dog food, which is dead, it's just empty calories, it's like taking him for that Waffle House cheeseburger every meal. Yes, he will enjoy it. And he's also going to die early and have all kinds of health problems because he never gets the nutrition he needs. Pour Rough Greens on your dog's food so he can get that nutrition. Vitamins, minerals, probiotics, digestive enzymes. You will see health differences in your dog. Your dog, that dog coat. Your lethargic dog. Bad breath. RoughGreens.com/Jesse. RoughGreens.com/Jesse or call 833-33-MY-DOG.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, reminding you that the iHeartRadio app is free, that they podcast the entire show when the show's done. If you miss any part of it or you got some weird times it's on or something, the whole thing's on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. Disney diversity czar quits after massive failure. Little Mermaid and the Elemental movie. One, they have a diversity czar. Two, she's everything you think she is. Three, massive box office flops. And here's the thing. You know what? Forget about the Elemental one. They put some tranny cartoon in there, but let's deal with the Little Mermaid one. Because they swapped out the redhead and they put in a black girl. I personally, in a vacuum, don't care. Wouldn't care. But we don't live in a vacuum. And this is what so many people are getting wrong. Because you'll see some people on the right and say, who cares? Who cares? Who cares? I actually don't care. Who gives a crap what color Little Mermaid is? I don't think it changes the story at all. But we don't live in a vacuum. We live in a world where they have crammed this crap down our throats endlessly for years now. And so now there's no tolerance left for things that would have been, quote, little things just a couple years ago. We're all done with it. But once again, companies are finding out we're done with it. And that's a great thing, isn't it? Then that put a smile on your face? Puts a smile on my face. Almost as exciting as meeting with the president of India.
Well, Mr. President, Mr. Prime Minister, just demoted you. Mr. Prime Minister, thank you for being here and welcome back to the White House.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I still can't believe this. I played this one from yesterday. I can't believe that John Durham, well, forget Durham, it's all of them. They think this stuff is somehow going to ease our anger. They think this stuff somehow makes it okay that he had FBI agents come to him and apologize.
I've had any number of FBI agents who I've worked with over the years, some of them retired, some are still in place, who have come to me and apologized for the manner in which that investigation was undertaken. I take that.
Apologize. They impeached Trump twice in 4 years. The FBI investigated him while he was running for office, wiretapped him. Then, because of that bogus investigation, they launched a 2-year special counsel investigation into Donald Trump. Now, with the aid of the FBI, they have already indicted him twice. They're going to indict him twice more. New York, Florida, Washington, D.C., probably Georgia. They're going to lock him up in a dark hole, probably for the rest of his life. And they're also, at the same time, covering up crimes committed by the Biden family. And any FBI agent who speaks out is being attacked by them, having their lives destroyed. And they're sorry? They said sorry? Oh, they apologized. Okay. Okay. Oh, I got drunk behind the wheel and I just ran over your entire family. They're all dead. Hey, man. Sorry. My bad. We good? Hey, why are you mad? I apologize. What's the big deal? Jesse, while in Harrisburg, you signed a book for someone likely dying in the hospital and therefore absent. I remember that. I'm sure you were aware how stubborn a Marine in a fight can be. Oh, it's him. I won that fight and I am home regaining my strength. I wanted to thank you and let you know how it all turned out. Keep up the fight. Semper Fi. Share anything from this you want. Said, by the way, a year and a half ago, I started a community support group that has become an extended family. Your ideas in that regard are spot on. Nobody will survive what is coming alone. And the goal of building community can be achieved. Yes, it can. One, Semper Fi, Marine, and welcome back to the world. Two, we have really, really hard times coming. No, you and I, we can't go out back with a shovel and build a concrete bunker and hide from the world. That's not a solution anyway. We can make basic preparations, and part of basic preparations, food, water, ammo, all those things, are getting to know our neighbors, building a community, finding people in our area, like-minded people in our area, and just getting to know them. And it doesn't have to be some militia meeting where you meet in some dusty barn and go over who has what ammunition. You know, you guys can go shoot pool somewhere and simply have a discussion. What do we have? What does this have? Hey, what are our numbers if the poop hits the fan? What are we going to do here? Hey, does somebody have a place where we can get clean water? Hey, if communication goes down, if cell phones go down, is there a smart place we can meet? Clay Martin, my buddy Clay Martin, has outstanding books on this. Prairie Fire, and what's the other one? Concrete Jungle, Chris? Concrete Jungle and Prairie Fire, if you'd like to know how to start organizing yourself. But I'm not talking crazy militia stuff. I'm really not. Even though that militia stuff sounding less crazy by the day. I'm talking about starting a community, building a community. You might even find yourself enjoying it. Might find yourself with a better friend circle. I think it's smart. I think it's something we should all start doing, no matter where we live, whether you're listening to me in Manhattan or in the middle of a field in Nebraska right now as you till the crops. Now, there's something else you need to organize with that group, and it's critical because you're going to deal with money. You're going to deal with ammo. You're going to deal with water. You're going to deal with communication. Who is going to be in charge of stocking up on chalk? Because just because everything goes to crap and China EMPs the power grid in your area and you all have to meet and learn how to survive in the wilderness, that doesn't mean you can afford having your T levels drop. Someone needs to be in charge of bringing the male vitality stack so all the fellas can be strong enough to survive. The ladies are going to need a female vitality stack. And the good news is they're all natural herbal supplements. No more pills. No more garbage. In all seriousness, whatever you're looking to improve, go to choq.com. Promo code Jesse gets you 35% off the entire site, whatever you get for the lifetime of your subscription. So go get a subscription. Give it 90 days and see how much better you feel. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. All right? We'll be back.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
Hey there. I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, reminding you tomorrow's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Email your questions in to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. So there's something that I've been brewing on, and it's about the COVID stuff. Stay with me for a minute, because there's something new that came out today. Just hang with me for a second. We get this virus from China, and immediately, it's just accepted by everybody. Republicans, Democrats, doctors, scientists, media. It's just accepted that we should lock down the country because there's a virus. Close your business. Close your school. Don't go out. Just the most ludicrous idea ever. But just because I think it's ludicrous, or you think it's ludicrous, this is widely accepted across the spectrum. Everybody just simply accepted that that's like a thing that you should do, which again, I just can't believe this. And it was crazy. And now we know all these years later, well, a few years later, now we know it was insane. We know the lockdowns didn't do a single thing. We know they did irreparable damage to our economy, to the mental health of this nation, the learning of children. The lockdowns killed people. The therapeutic killed people, should have already been yanked off the market. We know all that. We know about the myocarditis cases in young people, the poor babies who've been miscarried, the poor mothers. Like, we know all these things. Okay, we know these things. But the people who did this to us, all of them, Republicans, Democrats, all of them, none of them have come out and said they're sorry. In fact, almost all of them have come out and said, we need to do the right thing, or we did the right thing, and we need to do the right thing next time, and we need to be, they keep saying the various versions of this, we need to be better prepared the next time we're giving gobs of money to the World Health Organization to come up with a world pandemic plan. Bill Gates has said multiple times they are preparing for another one. There will be another one. You know all this, right? It's not as if there's some gigantic come to Jesus. All of these people seem to have enjoyed it. And I understand why. They all got rich and famous off it. Of all the lockdown people, of all the pro-vax lockdown people, I think Trump's the only one who didn't get rich and famous off it. He's the only one who even paid a penalty for it. And now we have things like this. Just yet another thing, to just a little feather to keep in your cap. Fauci was out there speaking today at a Future of Healthcare Summit. And this is what he said about the COVID stuff. We seem to spend more energy fighting with each other than we did fighting with the virus. That cannot ever happen again. That cannot ever happen again. Huh. Now let me ask you something. That cannot ever happen again. When Fauci says that, do you think he's talking about the necessity for him to make some changes? Or do you think he believes that next time all this opposition from you and your freedom and your business and your kids' school and all this stuff, that you can't ever be allowed to voice those concerns ever again? I'm telling you right now, these people are planning on another one, and they want another one. There's no other explanation for this. That can't ever. We spent too much time fighting each other. The gall of these people. Hey, close your business. Let's print $7 trillion. Lose your livelihood. Oh, sorry. Your special needs kid lost his ability to speak? Too bad. Oh, you couldn't see your dad when he was dying? Oh, you said goodbye to your mom over a Zoom call? Well, I don't know why you're fighting me. Why don't you just do what you're told? And let's do keep in mind, I call the COVID lockdowns the great sorting for a reason. It's a great sorting that you personally, you really need to do in your personal life. Your mom, she wouldn't let you visit. She didn't even want to see you or her grandkids. You know your mom is going to be twice as bad the next time, right? You know that your son, who said, sorry, Dad, you're not vaccinated. You don't get to see me or my kids. You know that your son's going to be just as bad the next time, if not worse, right? The people you work with, people you go to school with, people you go to church with. Do you need me to pull up the polls, especially Democrat polls, showing the things they wanted done to the unvaccinated? From child confiscation to locking them up in quarantine camps. Do you need me to pull that up again? The great sorting is a great sorting, but it's not for revenge reasons. You don't need to make that mental note about your mom because you need to seek out vengeance on your mom. That's not really our job. We don't want to fill ourselves up with bitterness and become miserable people. That's not why. It's not for what happened last time. It's for what's going to happen next time. You need to have these mental notes. You need to remember who was who and what was what. And I'll tell you something else. And this is going to sound self-serving, and I guess in a way it kind of is, but who cares? I love serving myself.
This is going to sound self-serving. You listen to the Jesse Kelly Show. Maybe you watch me on TV. I'm on the first TV every single night, 9 p.m. Eastern time. You can watch it on DirecTV. I have a TV show. It's an hour long. So you watch me. You listen to me. I know that because you're listening to me now. I'm assuming you listen to others, that there are other radio shows you listen to, podcasts maybe. Maybe you watch other TV shows. Maybe you read articles by various people, pundits you like. I just want to remind you that there weren't very many pundits on the radio, TV, or in print at the very beginning who were telling you, no, this is insane. This is going to end in disaster. Don't do this. No, don't do this. Oh, yeah, I remember him, Chris. I remember. I can't count how many people on the right. It's just 15 days. It's just a mask. It's just this. It's just that. I'm not telling you to stop listening to that person who's your favorite or watching them or reading them. I'm really genuinely not. But from now on, when there's a major issue out there, and maybe one that has you scared, maybe you're watching the news. Maybe you can't stop reading stuff. You're trying to get information. What's going on? Oh my gosh, I'm nervous. Just remember who was there standing for freedom the last time and who turned into a system-serving little slave last time. Hey, guys, it's just 2 weeks. Sorry about your hourly job. I've never had to work an hourly job. I've never needed time and a half to make my bills. You just go home. Quit complaining about your forklift job. Ah, you construction workers. Ew. Go home. It's just 15 days. Just remember that. These people are planning on another one. I don't know whether they're going to do it themselves. I don't know whether they're just rooting for it. But these people are planning on another one. And when another one comes around, they're not going to be better than they were the last time. They're going to be significantly worse. Just remember that. All right? All right. Got some more emails and we got headlines I didn't get to. And then we're checking out of here until Friday, which is tomorrow. I guess that's not very far. Let's talk about Tunnel to Towers. It was a command, if memory serves, that we are to care for widows and orphans. There are many different ways to do this. When a first responder doesn't come home, the kids, the wife, or husband, mom's gone, dad's gone forever. Now, that's a feeling that I don't know, and Lord willing, I won't ever know, but can you imagine that feeling of emptiness? Can you imagine the fear? Can you imagine the financial fear that comes from that? How are we going to pay the bills? What are we going to do? Does anyone even care? Tunnel to Towers cares. Tunnel to Towers is out there every single day caring for these people. They're building them an entire community in Florida so they can come together, live together, support each other. Who does that? Tunnel to Towers does that. And they have your $11 a month to thank for that. When you do your $11 a month donation, sign up to give it automatically, you'll never know it's gone. When you do that, that's what you're doing, caring for widows and orphans. Gold Star families, first responder families, they're building homes for catastrophically injured veterans. T2T.org. T2T.org.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. You know what we need? I'll tell you what we need.
Name me a time. Name me a time.
Name me a better time for the Frito Bandito.
Ay, 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 ay. I am the Frito Bandito. Hey, I like Fritos corn chips. I love them, I do. I want Fritos corn chips. I'll get them from you. Ay, 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 ay. Oh, I am the Frito Bandito. Give me Fritos corn chips and I'll be your friend. The Frito Bandito, you must not offend. Munch, munch, munch a bunch of Fritos.
Ah, I love that. I almost forgot Grandma Vodka's back. We don't have very much time left with Grandma Vodka. Nancy Pelosi went back to the House floor and actually spoke. We haven't heard from her in forever. How deep in the bottle you think has she been?
Today we are on the floor of the House where the other side has turned this chamber, where
Slavery was abolished, where Medicare and Social Security and everything were instituted. They've turned it into a puppet show. A puppet show, and you know what? The puppeteer, Donald Trump, is shining a light on the strings. You look miserable. You look miserable.
Did you hear she had a moment there? He's shining the light on the strings. Did you hear it? It was great. I've missed her. Dear best-selling... Oh, shoot, I forgot about the music. Dear best-selling author, Burger Mastro, please, do we true anti-communists in North Carolina a favor? When dunking on loser GOP senators, don't forget that absolute swamp creature, Tom Tillis. That piece of trash has voted with the Biden administration on everything. I'd love to primary him, but as you too often say, no one shows up to vote in the primary. Love the show. Despise Tillis. Tom Tillis really is one of the worst. You know, I have to expand my GOP senator I trash list, and this is why. I've made this personal, and my senator... One of them, John Cornyn, he's from my state, and I've taken this personally. So I really uniquely hate John Cornyn. And I remember John Cornyn taking the lead on that gun control bill after that Uvalde school shooting. It was John Cornyn who worked with the Democrats on that gun control bill. Oh, yeah. No, Chris. McConnell did not make him do it. McConnell asked him to do it. He asked him to do it. Well, I don't care. Whatever. He agreed to do it. And then he, oh, I can't stand John Cornyn. And because of my personal hatred, see, it's a real, real personal hatred, probably something I should work on. A real personal hatred, it's caused me to ignore your senators. I should spend more time trashing Tom Tillis. I should spend more time trashing those garbage heap senators in South Carolina, in Alabama, John Thune, Mitt Romney. I need to spread out my senator hate, and I really, really hate almost every GOP senator. I need to spread that hate out. Chris, Michael, from now on, I want some kind of a hand signal when I'm trashing Cornyn, and I could have spread that hate around. I need to be better about spreading out my hate, because hate is for everyone. Kids, remember that. What? It's important. Pure Talk's for everyone. You know why it's for everyone? Because their 5G network is so big, everyone can hear you when you're on the phone. And Pure Talk is a patriotic company that actually loves you and your values. Owned by a veteran. By a veteran. I fought for this country. Customer service based right here in the U.S. of A. And they save a fortune. My bill, we switched from T-Mobile, family of four. My bill got cut in half. Cut in half. Beep. That's the sound it makes when you cut. What, Chris? That's the sound it makes when you cut something in half. Beep. Switch to Pure Talk. In all seriousness, it takes 10 minutes, man. It takes 10 minutes to put your money where your morals are. Pick up your phone. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. That'll save you an additional 50% off your first month. #250. Say Jesse Kelly. Switch to Pure Talk. All right? All right, now I'm going to do a big fat headlines I didn't get to because I'm not going to get to any more of these because tomorrow is Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Don't forget to email your questions. Ask me anything, but email them now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com.
And now...
Here's a headline.
Go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Dallas residents told to file police reports online as 911 calls soar amid lack of officers. Dallas votes Democrat every time. I don't feel sorry for any of those people. Elitist LAU, it's a dirty club, bans its founder after he said Hunter Biden was a former member. And I guess Hunter Biden got banned because he was a piece of trash. Wow, what a surprise. Hunter Biden got banned from something for being a piece of trash. Rules allow transgender woman at Wyoming chapter, and a court can't interfere, the sorority says. One, it's not a transgender woman, it's a dude. Two, ladies of that sorority, and I know we have some parents who listen to this show, parents of girls in that sorority, you need to get your daughter out and get her out now. The stories I hear from inside that sorority of who that dude is, That story's going to end bad, man. That story's going to end bad. Don't let it end bad for your baby girl. Get her out, all right? U.S. median age reaches record high as Americans put off having kids. Look, have kids. Whether you're rich, whether you're poor, wherever you're at, have kids. The second I wrap up this show, I'm going to drive home. And I'm going to try to convince my wife that we're going to Waffle House for dinner. But no matter what I do, I'm going to be there laughing, joking, and beating up my meatheads. I've never once in 14 years regretted having kids. Being a dad is the greatest thing ever. Go have kids, man. You'll find a way to pay for it. People have had kids in mud huts across the planet. Go have kids. Federal college aid scams soaring. Easy to get money online with phony student applications. Chris, will you see how hard this is? What? And I'm kidding. I need NVGs. Democrats scramble to stop Joe Manchin from running against Biden. Joe Manchin's not going to run against Joe Biden. Come on. Joe Manchin, he's a party guy who's pretended to be some kind of blue dog Democrat. Some down the middle Democrat so he can keep getting elected in blood red West Virginia. Impressively correct. Marjorie Taylor Greene confirms report she called Representative Boebert a little beep, a little female dog. So it sounds like things are going well on the House floor. I just think those two should just come together and just hug it out. Just hug it out. Pentagon leaks suspect Jack Teixeira pleads not guilty to 6 charges. That guy leaked from the Pentagon, allegedly, and he embarrassed the Biden administration. And he's not a Democrat, so he's got about 20 minutes to come out as gay or he's going to prison for the rest of his life. You've only got 20 minutes to live. That's a lie. You're actually going to be just fine. But you should get your questions emailed in to jesse@jessekellyshow.com because they're piling up and we're going to have a lot of fun tomorrow, okay? That's all.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.